Blog Talk Radio.
We're here with the very funny and immensely talented Monique. That's right. And joining us now is her husband, Sidney Hicks.
Welcome, Sidney.
Thank you, sir.
Well, here's a subject that I thought my fellow preachers would find very interesting. The two of you have a podcast called Monique and Sidney's Open Relationship.
Yes.
Is it true you all actually have an open relationship? And what does that mean? Is it open 24 hours? Is it, you know, are there, what's going on? What does it mean to be in an open relationship? And I know this was your idea, Sidney.
Well, yes, we are in an open relationship 24/8. Okay. Mm. And by that, we mean that we're always open to conversation. We're open to the understanding that man and woman, or as a couple, we should have for one another. Thank you.
But you automatically said, Sidney.
This was his idea.
And I think that's, when we first came out with it, everybody said, oh, my God. How could Monique let that man do that to her?
Whose idea was it?
Well, because she's this big woman, and he's this good-looking man, and because she has this money, she's going to let that man do whatever he want to do just to say she has a fine man.
So y'all talking about, because you talk about emotion and conversation, but that's not what, y'all talking about sex right
well,
now.
Well, here's what makes it beautiful, John.
Okay.
Okay, shake your head one more time. Here.
Whose idea was it? Was it your idea?
It was my idea. Because 10 years ago, 11 years ago, I'm an entertainer, and this is my best friend ever. And what I did not want to do was be dishonest with my best friend. There may be times I may want to be with other men. And my best friend said to me, Mama, I've loved you since the 10th grade. Do you think you being with another man is going to have anything to do with me loving you? And then he said, well, you know if you can be with other men, I can be with other women. I said, well, that's not what I meant now. That's not what I meant. But it was my idea because I wanted to be open and honest with the person that I was going to spend the rest of my life with.
I think that's amazing. And a lot of people think that that's novel, and y'all church people are going to have a heart attack. Monique is from Baltimore with me. So I believed in open marriage. I just forgot to tell my ex-wife about it. So it didn't go well.
But the key is that conversation. Mm-hmm.
But the biblical part I've got to ask
is
not as entertainers, but as believers, how do you find that balance that we say that the bedroom is sacred for the two of you?
Who am I to tell her what she can and cannot do? And if I did tell her what she could and could not do, is there a possibility that she could still do it anyway?
Wow.
Okay. And then that's called cheating. And then that's called what you guys consider a sin.
Okay. So here's the thing. I know for my house that if I tried an open relationship, there would be a 100% divorce rate in my house.
And I think you should ask your wife since she's in the audience. Because oftentimes, we don't ever even have the conversation because we're too afraid of what might come back. So we might want to check with the wife because what happens is, John, it's two things, finances and infidelity. Finances and infidelity will shut it down every time, but we're too afraid to say, let me tell you how I'm really feeling. And then you're going to tell me how you're really feeling. And then we're going to say we're in it forever.
And when you have a gentleman like yourself that just was able to make a joke out of what you did, that's the ingredients to make this a successful show, because now you're a human being.
Yeah.
You're not a pastor. You're not a preacher. You're a human being who has that word of God that you try to inspire people with. But again,
the humanity
of it. So kudos to you guys.
Well, thank you. Listen, we could stay here all day.
All day.
We've got some more stuff we have to do.
Jamal want to be in one.
Listen, I might ask my wife, but I'm going to be in another state.
Jamal want to be in one.
Monique and Sidney's Open Relationship podcast is available for download on iTunes. Thank you both so much for joining us today. We're the preachers.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayanna Muhammad tonight. We are talking. The work. We just listened to Sydney and Monique. Her and her husband have been in a relationship forever. What do you think, Ayana? Because I can't do it.
I think this is crazy. I think it's crazy. I'm not going to be able to do it.
See, it's hot. It's a hot topic. We had people on our show last week that brought this very thing up when we were talking about trust and if you're able to gain your trust back after it's been broken.
After cheating, but that's the thing, right? So last week we talked about cheating and can you take somebody back, right?
Now right, but we talked not necessarily.
Marriages. And I personally can't do it. I'm just going to be honest. Cannot do it at all whatsoever.
I couldn't either. To me, I'm just saying, and this is my opinion, so everybody who's listening and on the phone ready to give their take on this subject, this is my opinion. To me, being involved in an open relationship is kind of sort of like swinging. If you are just in communication for someone else that is not your significant other, still cheating to me. And the only way you're going to do that
well, me personally, swinging, open relationship, all of that is crazy, right? So I was online looking because I really had to look into what defines an open relationship, right? So I got some rules out here. This is the open relationship, what the real rules need to be, right? So we got out here, one of the rules is a don't ask, don't tell, but it's an open relationship, so why can't we talk about it, right? Like, I think that's crazy. I don't know why. And I'm like, I don't understand it. I can't figure it out. But some people do it. And I'm not going to be sleeping with somebody knowingly. We in a relationship. We're saying we committed to each other. And then you with somebody else, too. Like, I can't do that. I'm too selfish for that. I'm not able to do it.
Yeah, that's my problem. I'm very selfish. I don't want to share what's mine and with anybody. And I think if that was brought to like, baby, let's have an open relationship. I think that would be, let me know right then and there that you're not really into me.
That's kind of how I feel about, like, really, like, am I not enough? Like, that's how I would feel as a woman. Like, if a guy approached me and was like, you know, we cool, I'm kicking it, this, that, and the other, whatever, but, you know, I got somebody over here, or I want us to have an open relationship. And then I think sometimes, like, Monique, she said she threw it out there, and I think that was just a bunch of crap, honestly, with that whole she wanted it and, you know, this, that, and the other, whatever. But because when you meet somebody that you really, really want to be with, you don't want to be with nobody else. Like, am I the only person on earth that still feel that way? Like, is that crazy?
Well, you know, some people brought that up last week. They brought this topic up last week, and I had to, like, let's shut it down because this is our topic for next week. So they talked about having an open.
I'm just like, because it's like, think about it. You basically out with somebody, and then you're going to come home to somebody, right? And they not supposed to ask you, because it's one of the rules is don't ask, don't tell. So they not supposed to ask
you. Is that really a rule?
Well, that's what it said, you know, because Google don't lie. That's what it
said. Is it really an open relationship if I can't ask you questions, if we can't openly talk about what you're doing when you're not with me and who you're doing it with? It just seems like
okay,
some more defined rules, like don't go out there and have sex with somebody in my circle. Make sure.
The next rule is agreement to limit what each of you does sexually with others and whom you have sex with. So here you are in a open relationship, right? And you know you're in an open relationship, and then you meet somebody. How do I know you not about to catch feelings with for this person? Like, I'm not about to do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you finna catch feelings. Because I think it's all well and good if somebody catch feelings. I mean, ain't that the biggest issue in the whole situation is catching feelings? Like, I couldn't deal with somebody catching feelings. I couldn't. I'm not gonna be able to do it.
Be crying.
Yeah, I'm like, mm-mm. It's just
no.
I think if there isn't a situation where I would be okay with it. Maybe in jail.
I was listening to Young Jock and Mo Quick, you know, 94.5 or whatever it was, and they had a lady that called and she was talking about how her and her guy have this open relationship and she's cool with it. She's actually the one who suggested it, and this was her way of ensuring that he wouldn't cheat.
Mm-hmm.
And that she would always know what he's doing, and her and the other girl talk, and they're friends, and her ideal situation is for them to move the girl in the house. And it's just, yeah, and she says she's not bisexual. She has desire to sleep with the girl. She just knows that men are going to be men, and they're going to cheat, and she would rather know about it and who he's cheating with than
what?
To be sitting around wondering.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous. And I know to each his own. So let me be clear. If you out there and you're in an open relationship, congratulations. I hope everything works out for you. But, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not giving you a hall pass to be out in these city streets, and then I'm going to okay it, and me and old girl going to be real cool, and because I'm going to do any and everything I can to make you happy and to please you when... How about I'm not being pleased? Like, this
right.
No.
What I'm supposed to do while you over there with her? No, I can't
exactly.
Agree. Mm-mm.
And then let's be real. You doing all this with her, but let her meet some dude, and she like, well, I'm going to move.
You're
going to
lose your mind.
Thank you. Ain't no man going to want to share no woman with another. Like, no real, let me say it like this. No real, secure man who's
man.
About to provide for his family. Don't want to share his woman with another man.
With another man.
An open relationship. Exactly. We're going to shut that down so quick. Ain't nobody hearing that. Next. I'm not. No. I don't get it. I don't get why these women are even down for that. Like, yeah. I'd rather you cheat and then figure out a way to work through that.
No.
Then for me, it's just. I'm just saying, I'm not going to be with you and you just going to be openly with another broad in my face. So I'm not saying I want you to cheat, but I'm not going to give you no hall pass to just be with somebody. I'm going to need you to put forth some effort in making this monogamous between me and you. I'm going to need you to put forth some effort in that because I do think it's possible. I don't think that a man has to have, I don't think all men are going to cheat. Let me say that. I don't. Nope. Not gonna do it.
I don't think that is something that all men have to do. I think it's
right.
You know, it's greed. If you're not, here's my something that is going on in our relationship that you would like for me to do that I'm not doing. If there's something that I'm not doing. Or if there's something that I am doing that you don't like for me, let me know, and I'll stop.
Exactly. Yeah. It's about communication. You know what I'm saying? It's not, I mean, if we're not sexually compatible, then we're not sexually compatible, and we just need to move on. You know what I'm saying? Because if that is the cornerstone of our relationship, and I'm not pleasing you, and you're not pleasing me, at that point you should just move on if it's not something you can get past.
Right.
But that whole, oh, well, you know, it's cool. He out with his girl, but, and then it's like, do you, like, have to be home at a certain time? Like,
That's crazy.
How does that work? Exactly. Like now, well, you know, you can be out there doing what you want to do. Just don't let the sun beat you at home. So you got to be home before the sun come up.
I don't do what you want to do. Don't do what you feel. No. So, okay, I was reading this article. Hold on, I'm having a track attack. Okay, can you hear me, Ayana?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you now. You know your mic over there doing some funny things.
Yes, doing some funny, crazy stuff. But it says, in reality, 90% of open relationships fail because the guidelines are broken and trust exists.
Yes.
So if everybody
calls,
this is something that's good and real and it's going to work,
Catching feelings. It's catching feelings, whether it's her or him. Because think about it, if you're in an open relationship and you may not just be constantly going from person to person. I'm not saying you out there hoeing because you're in an open relationship. But if you're spending some quality time
with
somebody, you catch your feelings. I mean, you're not hoeing, you know, but you catching feelings. That's natural. I think for a man or a woman, you're spending quality time with a person, you're going to catch feelings for this person. I think that's natural. Fall in love, I'm not going to say it with sex, but you're going to catch feelings. And to me, in an open relationship, my thought is, why are you out there hanging with her? You could be here with me. That's
you
the question
from
I'm going to have.
Else that you're not.
I can tell you right now, if I'm in a relationship and the guy like, you know what, I was thinking maybe we should have an open relationship, and my response is going to be good because I was thinking this should be over. just going to be real with it. I was thinking we should go ahead and end this off top. So, I guess that's that new 2017 relationship stuff. So you wouldn't do it?
No.
Open relationship?
No, not at all. Wouldn't even entertain it. I'm not even about to pretend like this is something that I'm okay with, that I'll be cool with.
Yeah. Like I said, the only scenario that I could ever think of is one of us is in jail. That's it. That's the only thing I come up with. And considering I ain't gonna go to jail, I'm not open to it. Simple as that. Because, and then it depends on how much time. You getting, 5-10 years, really, I should just move on anyway. That point is
because
not an open relationship.
I think at that point in time, if you agree to have an open relationship, what you're doing now is just having a sexual relationship with somebody you want to have sex with. That's not a committed relationship.
Yeah, and it's so weird because actually I've heard, and I think you're right about that whole swingers thing, but maybe not, because I think the definition of swingers is y'all are doing it together, whereas to me, that would be the difference between open relationship and swingers, because in an open relationship, you're going to see who you're going to see, and I'm going to go see who I'm going to see, right? But swingers, we going to see some people together. I could be completely wrong about this because I don't dab in any of it. I'm just saying that's my ghetto understanding of it. Call it, but.
Well.
Oh my God.
Reading that, let me read what it means to be in an open relationship.
Okay.
An open relationship is a form of non-monogamy, which is an umbrella term for any physical or romantic partnership that is not predicted or exclusive. So there are a ton of versions of this open relationship thing. So,
since we had the show about the side chicks, I guess it's a lot of fellas out here in open relationships, and they girls don't know. Like the preacher said with Monique, he was in one, his wife didn't know. What? Like, that's crazy. How you say you a preacher and you say you was in an open relationship but your wife didn't know?
But your wife didn't know.
But your wife didn't know. And I feel some way about Monique saying it was her idea. I'm just going to be honest. I don't believe it.
You don't believe it was her idea?
Okay, let me rephrase that. I believe it was her idea. I don't believe her reasoning behind the idea. Like, I just feel like as a woman to, I won't even put it on a woman. I think anybody in a relationship that poses the idea of an open relationship, they're either a little insecure and trying to do what they need to do to hold on to you, or B, they already got somebody in mind and they're trying to get you to give them the pass to go do what it is they really want to do. That's my take on it.
But here's the thing. Once you decide to open up your relationship and let other people in, to me, the relationship is over. It's not a relationship anymore.
Exactly. Like, how can you... And it's weird because think about it. Last week we talked about cheating, and if somebody has cheated on you,
we talked about trust, that you broke
the trust. And in that case, I felt like that could be repairable, right? But in this case, coming to me with an open relationship, I don't think that that's necessarily repairable. Doesn't that sound crazy? Because at this point, I'm thinking you don't really want to be with me at all because you're looking to go out and be with somebody else.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what you want.
I don't. And it's okay, so this is what makes this topic extremely weird for me. I think most of the listeners probably know already that my last name's Muhammad and I'm a Muslim. And Muslim men.
I had to throw that in there.
Like, I don't know if they paid any attention, right? But. Muslim men, it is stated that they can have more than one wife, right? But they are supposed to take care of them equally, right? But just to be clear, yes, I'm Muslim. If I was to marry a Muslim guy and he came, now the first wife still has to approve the other wife. But if he came to me and told me he wanted a second wife, I would tell him I want a divorce. It still wouldn't matter to me. I'm not doing that. No. I guess I'm selfish because I'm not going to share my mate with somebody else. And it was funny because I was talking to my
cousin. And I know about it. I'm cool with it. No, that's a negative.
Right. My cousin, his response when I told him about the topic, he was like, why have an open relationship and I can have four wives? He's a Muslim too. See, he's ignorant. No. He's ignorant. I'm going to say, if he's listening, cousin's ignorant. But that was his response.
Ayana, you know what? You touched on a very good topic, though, seriously, just now. Because that's your religion.
Mm-hmm.
So, technically, that's how you were raised.
Mm-mm.
Well, you said you're Muslim. Muslims, they
right.
You
allow
that stuff. These extra wives.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, and this is where it's all about the context. It does say that, but it also says a wise man will only have one.
So the other ones who have two or three or four, they're foolish.
Obviously, they're not that smart because you just complicated your entire life. My mama wasn't about to let my daddy have no other wife. What?
Well, let me read these. Hold on, before I get into the rules of that, let me take a break and read our commercial from our sponsor.
Cool.
Call the police after a break-in. Most burglaries take place between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Home alarm systems don't prevent burglaries. Be proactive. Get a digital guard wireless HD home camera system and monitoring. Systems start as low as $684.63, or you can lease a Digital Guard HD wireless home camera system with no credit check for $50 a month. $275 down for only 14 months. Call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777. Hit option 2. Use the promo code Renita. Get you a discount on your alarm system. Now, Ayanna.
Yes, ma'am.
We got a few callers, but before I start taking a call, let me read to you the rules that a couple who have been together for 14 years and have been in an open marriage for the last 10 years, these are their rules on making this thing work. Rule number one, it says, our relationship, me and yours, husband and wife, is the primary relationship. We make a point not to spend too much time with any secondary partners. We can and sometimes become friends with them, though.
Okay.
Rule number two, always we're always honest with each other, but that's something that we've never really had to make an effort to do. We've always been honest. Number three, always get consent from the person who's getting involved. And, of course, let each other know when we'll be seeing someone else. Number four, we don't date friends or anyone that we know mutually, including anyone we are friends with on social media. Yeah, we talked about that in the beginning. Number five, it says two different lovers in 1 week is way too much, so we avoid that.
How you avoid that? Okay, let's stop right there.
We avoid having two. Now, if I sleep with you on Monday, I can't sleep with nobody else till next week. This is crazy.
The next week. So the
So
the minute that I'm thinking, oh, I'm about to get me some from my husband and he turns me down, I'm automatically going to think it's because she was with this other broad.
Automatically
going to assume that. Yeah. Automatically. I'll stop.
And the last rule is always, always, under every circumstance, always use protection. Do not ever have unprotected sex.
See, okay, let's go to that one, though, right? You in an open marriage, right? And in this open marriage, you're going by all these rules, and I'm going to throw the age-old, the condom broke out there. Right.
Oh, geez.
Hey, you gotta ask, and then you bring a tile. I'm not even gonna take it to the quote unquote. There could be potential diseases exchange. Let's not go there. What if this person gets pregnant? Now what?
That's instant ground for termination of the relationship. Everything is instant ground for termination.
I'm gonna say all of this is termination of the relationship. All of this is termination of the relationship. But that's my thing is that I just, first of all, I need to really, really know. I couldn't find it on Google because you know I look for everything on Google. I want to know who was the first broad that fell for this open relationship stuff.
Girl, it was Monique. Let's take the caller. Caller with the last 4 digits of 6354.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you? How are you guys tonight?
What do you think about having this open relationship? Do you think it's good, bad, or can it work?
It is awful because when I got married, I took an oath under God to be faithful to one person, and that was the person that I was marrying. That's awful.
Okay.
Do you know anybody who has agreed to this?
No, not that I know of now, because, you know, some people, they keep stuff secret. So,
and that's
but
another
no.
thing. Why? That people be
yes.
like, don't nobody walk around bragging about being in an open relationship. Like, ain't nobody like, oh, you know, mm-hmm. man, my booty's open. Like, no, y'all, what?
Mm-hmm.
We're bragging about that. So if it's something right. that you can't brag about, obviously it's not something you really want to be doing.
That you really want to do.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
If you can't be like, yeah, you know, we open. If you can't get crunk about it, then no. You ain't happy about it. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Not at all.
No. It's because you can't honestly, look at yourself in the mirror after you know that your husband or your mate has walked out, got in the car with the purpose of going to sleep with somebody else.
Yes,
correct.
Yes.
That's correct.
And then he comes home and slides in the bed next to you and wraps his arms around you and I'm like, baby, I'm home. What the
Mm-mm.
hell? No, you're not
no.
home.
No, and it's like, but I always say this, though. I really feel like no man is going to, because, see, we always look at it from the perspective of the man is going out, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we look at
yeah.
it when the man is going out. I got one of my male friends right now texting me, and he said, his name is Kelly, and he said, hell no, open relationships don't work. He said they don't work.
And it's
because the minute that the woman finds somebody, that man is immediately going to lose his mind. I don't care what he says, he's going to lose his mind. He's going to lose. He's going to lose. Not gonna be
yeah. That does come with a man's pride.
That's all it is. Come in late one night, Pat. What? Oh, my God. He's going to lose his whole mind.
Yes.
Whole mind.
Even if he was the one who brought it up.
Yes. And he was like,
he can do it all day long, but as soon put on a different color, a different smell and perfume.
Hey. Okay. Oh, no. All you got to do is come in the house smelling like another man.
Right, some cologne that he don't have. Oh, my God.
Okay, let him smell like some Hugo Boss, and that's not what he wears. Oh, it's you're going to be leaving real soon.
Man, no.
All right, well thank you, caller, for letting us know and agreeing with us on this. We appreciate that.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. I want the caller to call last week and brought this topic up.
Oh,
to call
right.
in.
Man.
No, listen to this. Okay, so here's a man that him and his wife agreed to have a open relationship. And let me tell you how it failed. He said, I started falling in love with a woman who I was having this transatlantic fling with.
Oh,
and she told me about her expectations of our budding relationship.
Mm.
Specifically, pretty much the side chick went from wanting to be the side chick to now I want to be the main chick. And now I treat you so much better than your wife. And if I didn't, you wouldn't be over here in my bed.
So she convinced him she was better. See, that goes,
yeah.
We talked about this with women and the competition thing and this and that. Because
yeah.
women, that's naturally what a woman's going to do. And I need men to understand this, that it's not y'all fault. Y'all fall weak to it. So let me apologize in advance. But if you have a wife and you decide yeah. to have an open relationship, I'm promising you that this other woman is going to try to blow your
Fail
mind
you. Yes.
with everything she's going to be doing. Any and everything, which is probably something she probably don't even want to do, but she. And then you over there telling her, yeah, because you know my wife don't do this and my wife don't.
Yes,
do that. She's gonna do all of those. You're giving her the secret to success.
Yep.
In getting you, and then you like, man, she over here doing. And as soon as she got you, it becomes the age old saying of, man, she changed. No, she didn't. She just went back to being herself.
That's it. She went back to being the person that she was before you gave her all this ammunition.
Yes, yes.
To come between
it's
you and your true love.
And again, it's not the man's fault. It's kind of like if the teacher give you the answers to the test, you're going to answer the questions on the test with the answers that the teacher gave you. That's it. Why would you fail that?
No.
You
I need you to talk it.
On purpose, like, you know, he told me it was cool.
Yeah,
right. And then it's the same for the women. I mean, you with this dude, you're in an open relationship, and you with this guy, and you thinking in your head, man, he treating me this way, and he treating me this way, but he's only treating you that way 4 hours out the week. You have
That's
no
it.
Idea what he's going to do the other 36 work hours. You know what I'm saying? Like, ooh, ooh. Why did you? Like, ooh, he's such a gentleman. He opens up the doors for me every time we go to a restaurant. Well, you only go into a restaurant once every 2 weeks.
A month.
So, right. Like, now you're like, oh, he treats me like a queen. Girl, no, he don't. It's more like a peasant.
They don't get it. They don't get it. And now I'm going to the Young Jock and Mo Quick show, and I'm shaking my head. I couldn't even get out of my car. I was shaking my head at this young lady who, honestly, she was 29 years old.
Poor baby.
So brainwashed. When you get 40, I want you to listen to you talk the same recording and listen to how stupid you sound.
She's not even going to make it that far. If she's 29, I don't know what the switch is with men, but I know with some women, that 30-year-old switch that flicks. When she's, like, getting ready to turn 31, she's going to step back and be like, what the hell have I been doing? Why was I doing this? This is stupid. Like, she's not even going to make it to 40. In that situation, I put money on it that she's not, because I don't think you talking about moving her into your house. Y'all cool like that?
Yeah, she's talking about moving her into the house.
So you move her in the house, right? I'm just thinking, I'm old school. I'm an old school female, so you know I want to clean my kitchen. You know what I'm saying? I want to wash my clothes. I like to see my vacuum cleaner line. Which one of us is cooking dinner? Who doing the dishes in the kitchen? Like, which one of us women is in here doing women stuff?
Right.
Like, which
one
of us? Right. And then, like, when I come home and both y'all got dirty dishes in the sink and both y'all been here, somebody's got to go. I don't see that being successful at all. I really, really, yeah, wish her the best in that. But I don't. I mean, think about it. You come home from work. All right. Let's take a call.
No, what was your girl saying about coming home from work?
I'm like, you seriously come home from work and you got two grown people sitting in your house clean when you come home? Like, who's going to stand for that? Like, what woman's going to come in and be like, hey, honey, I'm home. Oh, I see y'all been chilling all day. That's good. Like, I've been at work.
Yeah, y'all done laid up and I'm at work. And on my dime, y'all in here watching TV and all this stuff.
Yeah. Let's go and take a call.
Caller, last 4-6-7-8-1.
Uh-oh,
let me get the caller on the line.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Hi,
caller. Yes. Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. We're talking about open relationships. Are you down? Is this a yeah or no?
That's a no. But how about this? How about somebody trying to put you in an open relationship without your knowledge, and you have to, you know, yes.
Whoa.
Just putting you there. I mean, it's like when you decide to go move in with him, there's already somebody there. And then he's trying to bring somebody else. And you being the woman you are, you're not going for this shit. I mean, excuse me.
Mm.
You got to go off it.
So you can put in an open relationship against your will.
I mean,
without your consent.
Yeah.
So you wake up one day and you like, it went from us to all of us. Like,
it went from you and me, her.
Yeah, and you don't know about this. You done got your stuff moved in, and then next thing you know, you're meeting somebody, and that's already in the house.
No. So that's when you get your stuff.
Ashes, we all fall down. That's when you play.
That's when you might have to look into what your insurance policy is for arson.
That's like a whole ass book and then song. So you involuntarily volunteering me
that,
to be in
that,
yeah, you
that That's the real scenario. Somebody thought they were just as. Pardon me?
I think the judge would throw that case out if you accidentally, like, shot somebody in the ass or something. Like, I really think he'd get away with it. I'm going to get, like, upset. Because that's, like, momentary insanity. Like, here I am. I didn't broke my lease over here, and now I'm about to be homeless because you over here wanting to play house and house. Like, no.
And
house. Yeah. Yeah. And house. See, yeah, no. Yeah, I mean, I'd testify for you if you need me to. Yep. I would.
But yeah, that's definitely a disrespectful to me. A disrespectful relationship, it degrades women. But women are coming up today with a whole different mentality of what a woman should be. Back in the day, I know my mother, my grandmother, you know, wouldn't accept that. But so many young people, and a few older people, like you were talking about earlier, the swingers. They're accepting that. And, oh, in my opinion, the first person that started this mess died a couple of days ago, and that was Hugh Hefner. He was marrying them Playboy bunnies.
You know what?
And had 50.
Damn
shorty.
What? Yep. 91. Yeah.
He's the one that started this mess. Yeah, because he had black bunnies, too.
But let's be real. He started it, right? But you never saw none of those women with another man. Back to our original point. That, as Monique said, she might have suggested it, but no real self-respecting man is going to allow his woman to come home after knowing she's been with another man.
Yes, you're right about that.
Yeah. They can't take it. Heart, mind,
they can't. They can't take when you over there texting your mama, and you know you texting your mama. They wondering what.
Who your phone
you texting?
Why your phone?
What man?
You,
why
your phone going off?
Yeah, they can't handle it.
That was super duper crazy.
Carla, all I can say is, don't let nobody put you in no open relationship, and that ain't what you want.
Yeah. Never, ever. My mom didn't raise no fools.
I bet that was like a Twilight Zone situation.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Very much so.
But you know what? Some people just have that mentality. They just have that mentality and something that they feel like is A-okay. Hey, I like a variety.
Yeah.
So,
but I think, though, but let's be real, though. I'll be honest. I think in any situation, man or woman, and you're suggesting it, you know who you're dealing with when you make that suggestion. You already know.
I think you have somebody in mind, yes.
Right. And not only that, not only do you have someone in mind, but you also had suggest, like in the clip early on, when Monique was like, you should talk to your wife and see what she says. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to talk to her in another state, because he already knew his wife was not going to go for that. So you already knew she was a certain type of woman to begin with. So I think when you're making that type of suggestion, you already know the type of person that you're dealing with, and you already know if they're going to be lenient towards it, like, oh, no, you so crazy. Like, boy, you ain't serious, are you? You know the type of woman you're dealing with when you make those types of statements. Because I think the three of us, we already know. Ain't no man coming at us with these types of questions and stuff. No, it ain't about that.
Not at all.
I just don't see how this is something that will be conducive to a relationship and that relationship still work. If we had an agreement that we're not really together, we're just going to come together and do us, and when we're together in a setting like that, then it's just me and you. But when you leave away from me, it's me and whoever I want to deal with. That's not an open relationship. That's just we kick it when we kick it.
Right.
Now, those
exactly.
Those are not relationships. Those are called situationships.
Right.
Yeah. It's just a situation.
Yes. It is. It's about to be an ugly situation.
You know, I wonder sometimes when you're, like, online or something, like you have a Facebook page or stuff, and you put on there, you're single or you're married or widowed or whatever, and people say it's complicated. Is that one of the complications?
So here's the thing. I actually put a post up on Facebook yesterday because I heard this line that people say when they don't want to tell the truth.
Yeah,
I don't know who came up with this whole complicated, because either you with somebody or you not.
Or you not.
When I hear, when a guy says complicated, I already know he with somebody, but he probably really don't want to be, but he got somebody else he's thinking about, but he probably finna ask me for not my number too. Nah, I don't do complicated.
We're just going through something right now.
Yeah, you just say, you know what, right now. And really what the answer should be, it shouldn't say I'm complicated. What it should say is I'm emotionally confused.
Yeah.
Or I'm a tank. My biggest thing is, you know what I'm saying, you know, if you have some type of morals, even if you agree to this because, okay, it's going to, like this article says, this is something that is going to prevent him from cheating. Now, I don't even understand how they can feel like this is going to prevent somebody else from cheating, because that's exactly
what it is.
If we are if me and you are in a relationship and I let you go sleep with somebody else, I'm allowing you to cheat on me.
Yeah, and the other thing is, okay, you get your legal mate to agree to this, and you go get your little side chick that you put in an open relationship. Are you gonna tell your side chick that you want to be in an open relationship with her? And so you
or
go
does
get
she
another
know
one?
That? See, now that's the question. Here's the thing. When you're in a marriage and you're in an open relationship, the person that you're dealing with, do they know you in a marriage?
Yeah.
Right.
That's true, too. And that's true, too.
Like, dude, because I'm thinking if you're in an open relationship, like, are you really, like, walking around with this ring? Like, as a woman, you got a rock on your finger and you at a club and you telling the dude, like, nah, me and my husband, we in an open relationship.
But he
I need you to
rock.
Know. Like, you got this rock on your finger. Like,
mm-hmm.
all he's thinking in that very moment is, he's just thinking he about to smash.
No, you ain't gonna smash. But look, I'm trying to catch this at all angles. So what if you decide, look, I'm content, I don't want to be with anybody else, but you go right ahead. If this is what you want to do, you go right ahead. So when your man steps out and goes right ahead, what the hell are you gonna be doing? Sitting at home watching TV, eating popcorn, waiting on him to come back?
I'm definitely not at home washing his drawers. I'm definitely not doing that.
What?
I don't. But like, what woman would say that though? Like,
out for a date, he looking really, really good and sexy and smelling all good, and you doing what? What are you doing?
You at home? You at home?
Looking stupid.
Yeah.
At home looking stupid.
I couldn't imagine literally being in love with this man and he wants an open relationship and
yeah.
I'm gonna be okay with it, and he's now putting on some smell good, a nice shirt and some jeans or whatever, and he's like, all right, baby, I'm going to be back, and, like, kiss me on my forehead and head out the door. What? Yeah, so
that don't even sound right.
It don't. And so I'm just going, any man that's listening that may want to date me, understand, when you come back, the locks have been changed. Like, if a woman is being that
changed
comfortable
and
about
I
it,
moved, I took my stuff and your stuff.
Yeah,
everybody
I need
threw all
to
our
know.
Stuff down.
When a woman is being that calm about it, like, okay then, I'm changing.
I will stay down.
She already doing her thing while you leaving out the door. The locks is being changed as we speak, and all the bags are being packed.
I didn't forward your money to your mama house already.
But it says right here, it says never agree to doing this alone. Just what I talked about. If my
right.
mate says, okay, you can go ahead and do it, but I'm not going to do it, it's not a good idea
mm-hmm.
to do it.
Not at all. You
it's
set
not
yourself
a good
up for
to
failure.
Do
you set yourself
yeah.
up for failure, Claire. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you, I'm changing locks. I'm changing your locks. I'm not going to be one that's going to, like, bleach your clothes or cut them all up and all this and all
yeah.
that. But you going you I'm changing locks because you're not getting back in there to get them, so it don't matter. You might
right.
get back some
more. I'm going to bleach them and throw them outside so you can get them.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave all the stuff that I pull
I
up for you on the phone.
I'd like a donation to the Goodwill or something like that, you know.
Look, it's even
yeah.
giving you tips on how to handle the jealousy. This is one of the first things people want to know about an open relationship is how to manage their feelings of envy when they can arise when someone other than you is gleefully sculpting your partner. Is that the new word for sex and your partner? Sculpting? Hell.
Sculpting? What is sculpting
for
your
partner?
For
somebody else is gleefully sculpting your partner. How do you handle
oh, wow.
yourself? You can handle it two ways. There's dispositional jealousy, which means that you're going to have feelings to some degree, but that's just part of your personality. And then there's incidental jealousy, meaning that certain activities or dynamics tend to arouse your jealousy. They can go out to eat, but they can't go for a walk in the park. If they go for a walk in the park, I'm pissed off. I'm holding hands. But they can go get something to eat.
See, no, I'm going to be honest.
I'm going to walk up to the restaurant and knock everybody's food to the floor. Nobody's
eating. But check this, though. Here's the funniest thing that could ever happen in an open relationship. Don't know if it happened, but I think it would be funny. Y'all both decide, yeah, we're going to have an open relationship. It's cool. He go out with who he going to go out with. You happen to go out the same night. You look up, y'all at the same place. Oops. Both y'all at the same place.
Yeah, that would be funny.
That would be hilarious. Like, you look up and you like,
you
oh,
introduce
like,
your
you mate? Know. Right, like,
and what,
at that point,
what
y'all have
be?
Just become swingers. At that point, you just became swingers. At that point.
Hey, and what would be more funny is if the one she brought wants to be with the one that he brought.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the kind of mess in relationships bring.
And yeah. I.e., in the 53 minutes that we've been on this call, this is why there's now that new status of complicated. Because who started this? I don't get it. But yeah, I don't think any man would agree to it. Women, don't be out there just having an open relationship because you think it's going to make him happy. Because the question is, are you going to be happy?
Right.
That's
and I think there's no. They're out there looking for love and looking for it in all the wrong places. Is somebody out there for everybody? If you got to
mm-hmm.
spread the love, it ain't
right. Right. Like, what was. Yeah, because somebody else's. I read this meme on Facebook. Some other woman's husband can never be your soulmate.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
You are so right.
Some other woman's husband cannot be your soulmate. You can't be like, but he my soulmate, but that's her husband.
No. I had a couple of deep conversations. That does not make him your soulmate.
Like, you know, we
does not make him your soulmate.
We both love cereal. Like, what? It's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, caller, thank you for calling in and giving your take on this topic. Yeah, crazy.
Yeah. Well, thank y'all so much.
You're welcome.
And this has been a very interesting topic.
Very interesting.
Very, very.
All right, y'all have a good night.
Okay, I'm going to put you back in queue so you can hear next week's topic.
Okay.
So the thing is, we are doing relationship topics leading up to our singles mix and mingle that we will be
yes.
recording live at in November. So we'll have like a week dinner live show, and we'll talk about relationships for our final show on this series. So next week, yes, we'll be talking about getting back into the dating scene after losing someone, whether you lost them to another woman, you lost them to an untimely death, you lost them to something, but you've been dating and exclusively dating one person for a long time, and now you're not with them anymore. Get back into the dating scene. We'll be talking about that next Thursday.
Yes, ma'am.
That's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I can't wait till our Back to the Basics Relationship 101 event. I can't wait.
It's going to be hot.
Yes, it's going to be good because I think we're going to cover a lot of stuff, because I think one of the problems with relationships today is men and women have lost that communication. I just think it's
that communication is gone.
The
friendship has gone.
Yes.
Women
not even letting court them no more. They women out here opening doors and stuff.
Yeah, for now on gas.
Yeah, so with the man in the car. So yeah, we gonna get back to the basics. Back to the basics. We gonna
back
get
to the basics.
We definitely gonna have
that's gonna close out our relationship series that night, and we'll move on to a different type of topic. For a different type of woman. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show tonight. Appreciate you. Tonight was another good topic. Next week is going to be an even better topic. It might be kind of sad, but we'll get into how people bounce back, what they do after losing somebody that they've been with for a long time, and how they get back into the dating scene.
Yes.
Good night.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and/or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are... What is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard Remote Monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.